If not reinstated soon, it could ruin one of Christchurch's most treasured and memorable activities for locals and holidaymakers. The service was run by Joyce Farris for more than 40 years, and there was an outcry in 2014 when Bournemouth Borough Council announced it planned to run its own service. After more than 30,000 people signed an opposition petition, the plan was shelved. She subsequently retired from the role and the council took over the running of the train. The petition also revealed she died just prior to Easter, aged 93, and offered its condolences. Asked to comment, Bournemouth, Christchurch and Poole Council issued a statement from its planning and contract manager for parks, Ed Alexander. Following an incident in October last year, the council took the decision to voluntarily suspend the land train service until a full investigation could be carried out by the HSE, he said. This process is continuing, and at this stage we do not know when the investigation may be completed. We are aware a petition has been started, and whilst we are keen to resume this popular service, this will only be done in a safe manner that complies with any HSE recommendations that are subsequently made. Currently, we are operating a temporary mini bus service for visitors and beach hut users at Hengistbury Head, while we look at a more suitable alternative interim service for the summer.